Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
James, big thank you for joining us. You must be delighted with how we bounced back today.
Yeah, buzzing. Buzzing with the performance. I thought the girls left everything on the line there at the end. Fair play to West Ids. Like, they came out, they made a proper FA Cup tie of it towards the end. We thought it was going to be a bit of a nervous one. But quality performance, it's great to see it in front of the fans as well. And like 10 out of 10 performances for players out there today.
Absolutely. Just to touch upon the differences, really, as some of the players walked past, I'll be careful who were named on there. But that was the best performance I think we've seen from Dixon in a red shirt.
Yeah,
definitely was superb. Kelly was excellent. Mm-hmm. But how important Birdswhistle being back?
Yeah, massive, massive. I think we opted for a little bit more of a defensive line this week. We've been going quite attacking, and it cost us a little bit recently. Sometimes when your back's against the wall, you want defenders in defensive positions. Kate O'Gara came in at right back for us and did a job, and which they cleared off the line there at the end. But it's sometimes it's been breaking down when we've been trying to play out. So we've addressed that this week in training, and I think we were brilliant today. Like, we really was.
One of the highlights of the game was actually where we didn't score. It was the counter attack, which went all the way down to the end, and it was just Ogden on the back post there, wasn't it? But I mean, Ogden's had a... I think that might be, Paul, we've not discussed this, but I think that might be Kerry Ogden's best performance in the red shirt.
Yeah, I thought Kerry Ogden was very good in the middle of the park today. Yeah,
she's played an anchor role for us today. Like, we've been toying with the idea, like, from going from 4-2-3-1 to a 4-3-3 and changing out when we're transitioning, but the main one was Kerry Ogden's been the anchor and made sure, like, she's a really intelligent player. Like, she understands when we want to recycle from one side of the pitch to the other, and she'll be the person that constructs the attack at the start. And you need an intelligent footballer to do that, and she understands the job, and she worked her socks off today.
Mention for Donald as well. Did a cracking save on the stretch down here. Also, welcome to senior football. She's there with a horrible ball delivered into a near post. Two massive players bearing down on her, and still managed to get a punch out there.
She's learning. This is part of the development for Sophie Donald. Like, we knew she's a 16-year-old girl. Like, there's going to be points where she learns and she makes errors and she has to learn from them. But we're giving her this experience. Like, I know it's part of our role at this football club. It's not just about, like, we need to win every single game by 10-0. And, like, we need to develop players and give them something, give back to them. And Sophie's done quality there. I think there's one where she's come out and punched it. Like, listen, I'd be struggling jumping up with them girls flying in there. Like,
the most impressive thing was the way how she styled it out at the end. She had a face, like, not bothered. Yeah. Not bothered at all. Superb.
She's a cool cat.
Just to mention for Kirsty Chambers, because she did pop up in conversation a couple of times when we played at Cheadle.
Yeah.
That was a lot better, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think we had a conversation last week, and then we talked to with the coaching staff, and then we trained it this week. Is we do need players who've got that killer instinct in the final third, and listen, the ball drops to her twice in the first half, and she just smashes the back of the net. Like, and there's not a person on the pitch who I'd rather it drop to in the box, and she's shown her quality today and shown her class in the first half.
No, great stuff. Who's your... Me and Paul were having a little chat at the end there with about 10 minutes to go about our play of the match, but who would yours be?
I'd probably say, like, I think... Ogden played really well. Like, she played out of her skin. Like, I'm happy with that. Like, it's but it could have been... It's one of them games where it could have been three or four players who could have got the player of the match. So... when it's a game like that, it's a good sign. Like,
and the other thing is as well, despite, you know, going 3-0 up, game management, we could have folded. Yeah. The way we've been playing the last couple of weeks, confidence at zero at times, could have easily
gone. I think it's having those senior players, like you've got Reeves there, who I think 10 minutes out is already looking to push it towards the corner flag. And it's having those players who've got that experience to... You could see that West Dids were knocking on the door, and if they score another goal in the last 10 minutes, it's a very, very nervous 10 minutes for us. So having those experienced players who put it into the wide spaces and try to run down the clock, it's not the most exciting thing in the world, but it's important in games like this, and into the next round of the Cup, that's what's massively important.
First round draw is on Monday?
Yes, I believe so.
So what does this mean for you personally, that FC United have made it through to the first round?
Listen, I think every coach, every manager who's gone into the next round in the hat now is probably wants an easy draw. Everyone's looking for... I'm not even going to look at who's in it now or who's happened today. Like, somewhere close to home or at home would be preferable. But it'd be nice to get back at Broadhurst Park and get the fans out for the FA Cup. That'd be as long as we get a decent side at Broadhurst Park, I'm happy with that.
Here's a rare question. I've not asked you that much this season. Next game, James. A league game. Do you remember the league?
Yeah.
What's that like? Darwin away. Yeah. Thoughts?
I'm looking forward to that. I know they've got a good setup there. They've got a good pitch. I looked at it. I think it's a 4G pitch in the stadium. So it suits our game. We're a ball playing team. I'm really looking forward to it. Listen, the girls know the main goal this year, and it has been. We've had a few setbacks already, but the main goal was to get to the second round of the FA Cup proper. And get ourselves a promotion in the league. That's the main goal for us. So we're still in a good position. It's probably going to set up for us nice now that Cheadle, they're at top of the league, but Cheadle have got two cup games that we've got to play now in the interim, where we can get our points on the board and hopefully get 5 points clear of them.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.